This is the Archaeology Channel, and I'm Rick Pettigrew. ALI created the Archaeology Channel in part to give voice to indigenous peoples. Their knowledge and traditions are a precious element of the human cultural heritage. We are proud now to present Wisdom of the Elders, a series of one-hour Native American audio programs offering a rich tapestry of oral history, storytelling, music, and other cultural features. If you would like to become a supporting friend of Wisdom of the Elders, click on the Wisdom of the Elders link on this page, or go to www.wisdomoftheelders.org.
Welcome to Wisdom of the Elders, featuring the stories and songs of elders from the Native Nations who lived and still live along the Lewis and Clark Trail. I'm Arlie Neskai of the Diné Nation. In the next hour, we'll feature the Nimiipuu, or Nez Perce tribe. We'll walk in the dapple light of a sacred cedar grove. We'll hear Nimiipuu songs once thought lost to history. We'll learn about the battle against diabetes and find out how a flute maker found his grandfather. And then we'll hear how Coyote fought his own battle against a monster destroying his world. But first, we'll meet elder and religious leader Horace Axtell.
So I brought him out, and he sat down in front, and they start singing these translated hymns, and I could hear him singing.
This is Wisdom of the Elders. Stay with us. This is Jim Pepper performing Love Chant for a Lakota Lady from the album Remembrance on the Tutu label.
Thank you.
Jim Pepper performing Love Chant for Lakota Lady from the album Remembrance.